This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We got a storm coming, and the weather is cold. And if you'd like to get into a project that you can do inside, I have the perfect project for you. Joining me this morning is Sally Smith, and she has written a wonderful book called Fairy Houses, How to Create Whimsical Homes for the Fairies That Live Around Your Particular Home. And we all do. And this is a great book, and it's something that if you have young children or maybe the grandparents, good project to do with the grandkids, and to create these fairy houses that you can add to a garden, add a little bit of whimsical to your garden, but it will give your garden a lot of character. And she's joining us today to tell you how much fun and how easy it is to make a fairy house. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Paul.
It's so nice to have you join us this morning.
Oh, well, thank you. It doesn't exactly feel like fairy house weather outside where I live. I think it's all of 5 degrees right now. This is, as you said, this is something that can be done in the home. And a lot of my fairy houses that I make for springtime and summertime, I make ahead of time in winter to put out in the garden. So this is a good time to talk.
Now, how long have you been making these fairy houses, Sally?
Well, I made fairy houses when I was a little girl out in the woods. I think all kids make fairy houses at one point or another. So I guess I just never grew up. I started doing the fairy houses that are in the book about 10 years ago.
And so, you've been making them ever since out of all the thing that I like looking through your book and reading it is you use all kinds of natural material that everybody can get from their backyard.
Yes, that is the thing that I'm most interested in using myself and also promoting, because I think we all benefit from being in touch with nature, being out in nature. And I think that people resonate with the idea that the fairies are part of nature. So it makes sense. It just makes sense to use all natural materials in these constructions. Yes.
Well, when we first talked, I was telling you about our trip to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And in Ireland, they have hawthorns that grow wild.
Mm.
And hawthorns are never cut down, mm-hmm, because hawthorns is where the fairies live.
Oh, yes.
And we were en route on a bus going from one city to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And our tour guide said, in about 10 minutes, we're going to show you one of the real fairy trees in Ireland and how deep the people that live in Ireland believe in fairies. Mm-hmm. And we're coming down this major highway, three lines of traffic north, three lines of traffic in the south. And in front of us, we see a tree or a grouping of trees. And the road, instead of going right through them, went around it.
Wow.
And our tour guide said that when they were building it, that the people building the highway refused to take down the trees to allow the road to be straight.
Mm-hmm.
And they even tried bringing in workers from Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
To try and take them down. And when mm-hmm. the workers from Scotland got there, the people who lived in Ireland said, you take those trees down, you're taking the homes of fairies, mm-hmm. and you'll have bad luck for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they had to build a road around the trees for the traffic to flow. So there are fairies that are around us and making our lives a lot better.
Mm-hmm. They do the same thing in Iceland as well. Iceland is home to a lot of fairy folk, and the people everybody there believes in them. It's not an issue at all of whether one does or not. It's just part of the national culture. And they do the same thing there. They will reroute, or they will not build a road in a certain region because it's occupied by fairies. Why would you want to disturb them?
Exactly.
Yes.
So it is fun and makes a great project. Now, you make fairy houses out of all kinds of different material. Tell us about that.
Well, interestingly that you should mention hawthorn, because when I'm out building houses in the wild, so to speak, I call it wild crafting or wild architecture, where I'm building a fairy house on site, a lot of times I'm using the thorns from a hawthorn tree, because the thorns make excellent ways of attaching things. Attaching leaves to one another or attaching branches to one another. The thorns of a hawthorn tree are so strong and sharp. So I trim the thorns off of my hawthorn trees in the spring and in the summer and save them and use them all year round. But in terms of the fairy houses themselves, there are sort of three different kinds that I make. I make the kinds that are out in the wild, just from the materials that I find at hand. Then there's another sort of fairy house where I make bits and pieces at home and bring them out and build something in the woods. Those I usually will make the doors and the windows, because sometimes the doors and the windows look nicest when they have a lot of detail in them. That's the second kind of fairy house. I make the doors and windows ahead of time, and then I make the house out in the woods and, you know, apply the doors and the windows and sometimes other, you know, chimney or something like that. And then the third kind is made entirely in the studio of materials that I've gathered ahead of time and have saved and stored. Things like birch bark, regular bark from my firewood, actually, is a great source. Twigs, branches, acorns, things like that. I use a lot of different kinds of materials that are stable when they're dried. Things like fresh leaves obviously are not going to work because for the studio built houses, because the leaves will get dried and brown. And so what I'll do is I'll use silk leaves that I get from a florist shop or something like that.
And I notice you've used a lot of pine cones to almost build like a roof with the individual pieces of the pine cone.
Yes, I love using pine cone. You take the pine cones apart, you clip off the scales, and then each scale acts like a shingle. And I use many different species of pine cones because they all have different shapes and sizes of cones, and thus and those give you different shapes and sizes of scale. And with any roof, you want to start at the bottom and work your way up, just like a regular roof is shingled. And so you need the big pieces for the bottom, and then as you work up, the pieces get smaller and smaller. So often I'm using four or five different species of pine cones in my scale roofs.
So give you, I mean, looking at the various pictures in your book, you must have a really good imagination to develop something like this. I mean, I look at it, and I mean, there's a picture of one of your houses that you made with birch. You've created windows with the little twigs and created a little door. And on the picture on your cover, it almost looks that above the door is a dragon.
Well, well spotted. The entire house was inspired by that one piece of driftwood. I found that on the beach, on the big lake that's close to me, and it looks like a dragon. And I couldn't believe what I was looking at, and I thought, I have to use this. So I started that. The whole house started from that one piece of wood.
Wonderful. We'll take a quick break and come right back.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammer knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Sally Smith, and she has a wonderful book that if you're a parent of young children or grandparent and you'd like to do a project with the kids to get them interested in nature, the book is Fairy Houses and How to Create Them and How Whimsical They Can Be. And the book is filled with how to make the fairy houses and also a ton of pictures of the various fairy houses that Sally has created. Now, Sally, when you sit down to create a house, do you have some ideas before do you start, or do you just let the inspiration guide you?
Well, it works both ways. Sometimes an idea comes to me ahead of time that I want to see if I can make the house in that shape, and so I'll draw a little sketch, or I'll have an idea of perhaps a particular kind of doorway or a particular kind of window. The houses are all made in pieces and parts, and then the components, and then they're put together. So sometimes it starts with just a window. Other times, like with the story that we were just talking about, it starts. The inspiration starts with an element of the material itself, a particular piece of wood or a particular stone or a lovely piece of birch bark or a knot from a tree that's been hollowed out by the elements or something like that. So it depends. It goes both ways.
So you've got to let your imagination and walk. Like we're going to get a big snowstorm and a lot of weather. So that means that the ocean is going to bring up driftwood.
Right.
So when the storm is over, go to the beach.
Right.
Walk the beach and find some driftwood that's washed ashore, that's all weathered, it's all smooth, it's got some unusual shapes. And then you can start with that to build the fairy house that you would like to make.
Exactly, exactly. When the weather gets warmer and we're out in the woods and we can enjoy being outside, a lot of times we're walking because we're going from the beginning of a path to a destination. And it's one thing to enjoy nature and to enjoy the vistas and enjoy the experience of being outside. But when you're searching for materials for fairy houses, you're in a slightly different mode. Your focus is usually on the ground, and it's much slower because you're letting your eye be drawn to shapes and designs that are in the materials that are at hand. So it's a slower process. I also, in my book, I encourage people to only use materials that have been naturally shed by nature. I don't want people to be peeling the bark off of living birch trees or anything like that, but just to use things that have been naturally discarded. Now, when a birch tree falls over or a branch comes off in a storm or whatever and falls to the ground, over time, the wood inside the birch will rot away and leave a circle of the paper bark. I think people may have seen this before if you've been out in the woods at all.
Yes.
Those tubes of birch bark are one of the basic foundations that I use for my houses. Those are fantastic to use. The bark is very strong for many, many years after the tree has died. So you can collect those, bring them inside, clean them out, let them dry, let them sort of cure, and then you have a wonderful shape to start building your fairy house with.
And one of the things that I really enjoyed is you were building some of your fairy houses, and again, you were using dead material that Mother Nature has left, and a couple of the fairy houses you had taken a tree that had died and was covered full of mushrooms that gave it a lot of character. And you use like the stump of that tree with all the mushrooms, created a nice opening and used it as a starting point for some of your fairy houses.
Right. Yes.
Sally, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the book that you've written. And you were telling me that you have a nice surprise for the people listening in about the book.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com. to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Sally Smith. She's an artist. She has imagination. She's like the Willy Wonka of fairy houses. Her imagination is incredible, just like Willy Wonka was on the movie. And she creates beautiful shelters for fairies that you can do. And she has all the pictures and directions that you need to create and to help you with your imagination. Now, Sally, tell us a little bit about the book itself. What made you create this book?
Well, thank you, Paul, for asking that, because that's one of the questions that people ask me the most. Fairy houses and fairy house building is really popular right now, and there are a lot of books out there that are geared specifically for children or for adults who are working with children, but there were no books that were geared towards the adult crafter or the advanced child crafter. And people didn't know how to tackle the various techniques and methods that I use. So people were always asking me, do I give workshops? And some of these methods are really quite simple, but to explain them takes time. And to do a workshop, to do a house, would take weeks and weeks to explain it all. So I realized that the best way to help folks learn and show them what I know is to write a book and to show the steps individually with photographs and good instructions on how to make the various kinds of windows and various kinds of doors. I mean, you can make a door that has hinges on it that opens and closes. You can make windows that are bump out windows, like a bay window with a window seat inside for the fairies to sit on. And I show people how to make the roofs. I show people how to add the lighting if they want to have a house that has lights inside. So the book is really a very advanced how-to book. And I start with simple projects or simple techniques, and it builds. So You learn all of the tricks and tips that I've been learning in over the past decade, basically. I've put them all in the book. And then in the back of the book, I show you step-by-step how to make, from start to finish, two different fairy houses. So it's really a very comprehensive guide, a very technical guide, to showing people how to work with the materials and how to put these things together.
And the varieties of houses that you have made, either from, like you were saying, a dead birch tree, because the bark has been used for hundreds of years by the Native Americans for their birch canoes.
Mm-hmm.
That bark will last a long, long time, and it doesn't rot.
Right.
But the wood inside does, so now you've got a great tube to make a castle or whatever your imagination. But you've made beautiful fairy houses made out of stone, that if you live on a lake or in the woods, you've covered some with moss, and the moss is growing on the fairy house.
Mm-hmm.
So you're using all of the material that's readily available to everybody, and the book is written so that you understand, and you explain it so good, and it gives people confidence that they can actually do this. I mean, there's a lot of how-to books that you read it and you're more confused when you're done.
But I wanted to avoid that, yes, because there's nothing more frustrating than wanting to learn how to do something, reading a description and not being any further along. I really wanted to avoid that. So I did test some of my instructions with people, made sure that they were clear, made sure especially the photographs. I did all the photography myself, and since I'm the builder, I know the angle that you need to see in order to understand the next step. So that was very important to me, yes.
Now, you were telling me that the publisher of this book, because it's springtime, and they want, like you, to get people to experience that they, yes, can build a fairy house and give a lot of character to their garden or to their property, that they're having a sale on the book to get people motivated to go out and try to build these fairy houses.
Yes, indeed. My publisher is called Cool Springs Press, and they are an imprint of Quarto. And they're very generously offering 40% off on the book till the end of March. And the way that, if anyone is interested in getting that nice discount, is they need to go to the website, which is www.QUARTOKNOWS.com. So it's QUARTOKNOWS.com. And the coupon code is the word fairy and then the number 40, all together in capital letters. F-A-I-R-Y 40 is the coupon code, and that'll get you 40% off, which is a really nice discount.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful book. It does retail for $30, but you take 40% off, you're now talking $18.
Right. It's a good discount.
Yeah, it's a really good discount, and the pictures alone, I mean, it makes a nice coffee table book that you could look at, but the directions are easy to understand, and you've done a great job to show people how to do it and let their imagination run wild to create something out of what they already have. And one of the projects I'm going to do when the snow is all gone here, you made like an outside gazebo using branches of pussy willow.
Oh, yes.
And that is a beautiful little gazebo with the soft buds of the pussy willows.
Mm-hmm.
And it just adds a lot of texture and color to your like a perennial bed. It would look beautiful in there, or in with roses.
Mm-hmm.
It would be fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. And this book is, I mean, this is a substantial book. This is a hardbound book. It's big. It's 192 pages. There's a lot of material and information in here. Each tutorial shows you the how-to steps, but then I also show a lot of examples of how that same technique or that same process can be used in a variety of different ways and expanded upon. So I'd like to give people the information about the process or the technique, and then also here's all the different kinds of ways you can apply that same information and get all of that creative juices going for people.
Now, do you have a website, Sally?
I do. I have a website. It's www.greenspiritarts.com. It's all one word. And I also have a blog, greenspiritarts.blogspot.com. And I use my blog to update people and to I talk a lot about various sales that are going on or where I'm going to be showing my houses or what house I've just finished creating. So the blog is a place where I'm very interactive, and the website shows people a lot of the different products. You can buy my book on through my website, or also greeting cards and a lot of information there, and links to other ways that my books and my images have been used.
Okay, so it's greenspiritarts.com.
Yes.
And arts with an S on the end.
Yes.
And there's, I've been on the website. It's got a lot of great information, mm-hmm. some great pictures of some of your work. And, you know, if you want to do something different, it's nice to, you know, put a bird bath in the garden or a statue of St. Francis. But I'll tell you, you put a fairy house in there, and all of your guests that come to visit your yard will be intrigued, and they'll just be amazed at what you've done. And, you know, one of the questions I'm sure that people ask is, how long does it take to make a fairy house like this? And it's your imagination, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, some houses, I make some fairy houses that are made entirely of fresh flowers. Those houses, they only last a few minutes, and they only take a few minutes to make, because, as you know, fresh flowers wilt as soon as you pick them. Those kinds of houses I make more for the image. But you can certainly make fairy houses with simple materials and, you know, lots of fun and creativity. You can make them in an afternoon or in a few hours. The more detail you want, though, the more time you're going to need to put into the houses. One of the other things that I do recommend as much as possible is if you're going to make a house that's going to be living and staying out in your garden year-round, it's best not to use the plastic hot glue, because hot glue, as you can imagine, does not decompose. So I recommend that if your intention is to build a fairy house that's going to live and stay in your garden, then use things like thread to wrap the branches together and to join them together that way. Use the hawthorn thorns to stick things together. You find creative and inventive ways to have things attached to one another. I sometimes do use a little bit of wire, very fine florist's wire, because it will eventually rust and go back into the earth. But I'm very careful about not polluting my garden with or outdoors in nature, polluting with materials and things that are not going to biodegrade. So that's something that some people like to use yarn and sparkly things, and that's fine as long as you clean them up later when the fairy house has changed. But the fun thing, too, is you can build a fairy house for each season. You can have a spring fairy house, And as that starts to come apart, you clear it out, rebuild another one for summer, and just keep going like that.
Exactly. And I was noticing that on some of your fairy houses that you built, you were actually using some wild vines that
mm-hmm.
have a lot of twists and curls on them.
Yeah.
And wrapping them around the fairy house, and it gave it a lot of character.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was all natural.
Yes. You can weave grass together. You can braid grass and create little ropes. You can use the branches and split them apart and get sort of a nice twine-like material out of them. It's fun to experiment with plant materials and use them in different ways. And, of course, you can use all of the trimmings from your pruning.
When you're making the fairy house.
Exactly.
Great. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Sally Smith, and she has written a beautiful book that will give you many, many ideas on creating your own fairy house to add to your garden, to your property, and it's wonderful illustration. And the directions are easy to understand. Even I could build a fairy house, and I'm going to, with her method. And it's all done with natural things like mushrooms and ferns and dead trees that have a lot of character and unusual bark, like the birch. And stone that you can get from a riverbed or at the seashore and build your fairy house out of stone. So it's something that can be an awful lot of fun. If you have children, it's something that you can do together, or grandchildren you can do together. And it's a different project to add a lot of character to your garden. Now, one of the things about the book that I loved, Sally, was all of the different designs. And people can use those ideas and create something similar that they feel comfortable doing, right?
Exactly. Because we're using natural materials in all of these different techniques, the piece that you make is going to always look slightly different from the piece that I've made. So that's one of the things that, because it's not from a kit, these pieces aren't stamped out by a machine. This isn't something that's created out of plastic. These are things that are that you found in nature and gathered. So everything's going to look slightly different. But yes, that's part of the process is learning how to use the technique, but in your own way and with your own imagination and inspiration behind it.
One of the things that I think people should know, these fairy houses that Sally has made, her agent has been after her to have them made so that you can buy them. And Sally refuses because she wants you to create them yourself. She doesn't want a fairy house to be made out of plastic. She wants you to use the material that's on your property or in the wooded area that you hike and enjoy and use your imagination. And that's what the book is all about.
Exactly. It's one of the things that I'm most passionate about is to have people be inspired with going out into nature and collecting these things themselves. It's very satisfying to bring something back from the woods, from a walk, or from your own property, or from collecting on a beach or something like that, and bring it back home and prepare to be creative with it. It's such a satisfying experience to build something out of what looks like nothing. It's always amazing to me when I have a pile of materials and you just see, it's a tangle of bark and vines and pine cones and twigs, and it just looks so impossible at the beginning, but you work at it step by step, and after a few hours of concentration and effort, you have a little house. It's really fun, and it's really satisfying.
Yeah, and you should, with the storm coming up, you won't be able to go outside. Go to her website, and it's greens spiritarts.com. And I know you will get a lot from her website, but it's just greenspiritsarts.com, and you'll see what she's doing, what her imagination is all about, and how you can use her ideas to create something very unusual. And don't forget, you can get a 40% discount using that code Fairy40. Thank you so much, Sally. We appreciate your time and all of your imagination for what you have created for us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.